88.1, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall.
So now we're going to enjoy a little flamenco music. The Juanito Pascual New Flamenco Trio will be appearing in Frederick tonight at the Weinberg Center for the Arts, just in time for Valentine's Day. They bring a fiery brand of passionate music making that has garnered them fans worldwide. This is a cut from their debut album. It's called Costa Brava. Juanito Pascual and the New Flamenco Trio has been kind enough to stop by our studio and bring some instruments. They're going to share some of their unique flamenco artistry. The trio is Juanito Pascual on guitar, Tupac Mantilla on percussion, and Brad Barrett on bass. Welcome to you guys. Thanks so much for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Appreciate your coming. So Juanito Pascual, flamenco music I associate with dance. You know, there's always some impossibly handsome guy and some incredibly beautiful woman, and they're dancing. Are the rhythms and the musical structures very closely aligned with that form of movement, too?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what I've discovered, I was not born in Spain, but I had the opportunity to start traveling there in my teens. And what I discovered pretty much right away was that people who grow up and are immersed in that flamenco culture, everybody does do a little of everything. Even if they're not professional performers, everybody does some of the clapping. Everybody knows how to sing a little bit. Everybody knows how to dance a little bit. Most people can pluck out a few things on the guitar. And it's, in that sense, it's all very seamless. And so very often you'll have people who are incredibly good dancers, but sometimes they actually will switch careers midway and become singers, things like that. They're so closely related, actually, that from the perspective of inside the culture, they're almost the same. The music and the dance are just two parts of one whole.
And do I have it right that you grew up in Minnesota?
Yeah.
So how's a kid from Minnesota become hip to flamenco music?
Yeah, oddly enough. So, you know, Minneapolis, I think, has earned its place as a pretty, you know, important music center in the U.S. And it's true. I benefited from that place, meaning there's a lot of musical activity and with a remarkable diversity, honestly, for being kind of an outpost, you know, it's up there. You know, I realized as a teenager that there is literally, I could say, anything you could name, there's at least one of it in Minneapolis. And in terms of flamenco, there's actually a little bit more than one. There are a handful of guitarists and a pretty small but passionate dance community. So I was fortunate. I was introduced to flamenco through a kid who I met in high school whose father was one of those handful of guitarists. And he'd been teaching his son, who this boy quickly became my friend. And we started hanging out. I was a guitar lover prior to that, played guitar and was in love with, you know, every style you could imagine. And I was real excited when he showed me the first strumming techniques. I was like, wow, how can I do that? So immediately started taking lessons from his dad, and his dad, whose name is Mateo Davies, was like, you guys go to Spain. Goes, you know, he pushed us right along into the conveyor belt, as it were, and we went to Spain right there in the middle of high school, and that was, you know, the rest is history.
And here you have this great band. So you guys have been kind enough to bring your instruments. I really appreciate it. What are you going to play for us first today?
Well, the first piece is a little bit more on the traditional side. We do very much an eclectic array of, you know, sounds in our even just with just three of us. But this first piece is more on the traditional side. It's a rhythm called bulerias and features the guitar and percussion and hand claps.
All right, so here's the Juanito Pascual New Flamenco Trio playing here in our studio on Maryland Morning. Bulería. Thank you. Oh, man, that was really great. Thank you so much. That was terrific.
Thank you. Absolutely.
All right, so that's Brad Baird, who plays bass, and in this instance playing hand clapping, Juanito Pascual on guitar, Tupac Mantilla on percussion, the Juanito Pascual New Flamenco Trio. That was Bulería. So, Brad, you guys have really expanded the notion of what flamenco can mean on your album, which I really love, which is simply called Juanito Pascual New Flamenco Trio. You got a Beatles tune here. You got While My Guitar Gently Weeps. So the notion of what flamenco is, you have decided to expand a bit, I guess.
Certainly. Traditionally, the bass is not even actually found in flamenco. So that in and of itself is kind of a new addition. And my background is not necessarily that of a flamenco musician, and Tupac's background is not necessarily that of one either. So we're kind of bringing in a variety of more elements like jazz and other world musics and stuff that kind of we have had a lot of experience playing and trying to kind of expand the language of flamenco just by incorporating all these other elements into it as we go.
Cool. Well, who isn't a Beatles fan? So could you guys play While My Guitar Gently Weeps? It's the perfect tune, it sounds like, for a great guitar player.
Yeah, absolutely. And if people enjoy what they're hearing, we have a video of it. It's probably our best produced video on YouTube. They can find a video of this cut as well.
Right, we will link to it on our website. All right, here's the Juanito Pascual New Flamenco Trio with a George Harrison tune, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. You guys, a great tune, beautifully played.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Juanito Pascual on guitar, Tupac Mantilla on percussion, Brad Barrett on bass. They are the Juanito Pascual New Flamenco Trio. That certainly is new flamenco. While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Brand new.
Brand new. That's right. Exactly. Brand new. So Tupac, to work with, you know, just two other guys, to be traveling together, to be, you know, spending a whole lot of time together, to be playing all this different kinds of music, there has to be a personal chemistry between the three of you. There has to be, you know, a sort of level of communication that doesn't require language.
Right, that's absolutely true. And I guess this is totally our case. Juanito and I met probably 6-7 years ago?
2008.
No, actually, yeah, right, a little more than that for sure. And then we have a very strong connection because we actually went to the same school with Brad as well, which is the New England Conservatory in Boston. And that's a starting point. But of course, it happens that, of course, when once you meet someone that you are interested, which is my personal case with Juanito, I saw him first playing in a workshop that he did, and I was completely blown away by it. And then we started talking, and I guess life just brought us together, and then we developed and discovered that definitely was a chemistry. And in the same way that that happened, the first time we played with Brad, we immediately connected. It was this right there, this like spark of energy that we kind of felt. Because of that, of course, that has developed, and you can hear in the music, and it has grown. And the fact of traveling together and developing the music together has just brought us to the point where we can totally kind of know what, you know, play from, you know, off each other, and just keep on developing and growing the music. So it's great to have this combination of energy and influences, as Brad was also mentioning.
Yeah, and I can just tell just hanging out in the studio with you this morning and just seeing you play and seeing you look at each other, I mean, clearly the connection is there, you know, and that it doesn't surprise me that it just sort of popped when you first met each other. Mm-hmm. At the New England Conservatory, so we go from Minneapolis to Boston. Like, right. These are not places that you think of as hotbeds of flamenco.
Yeah, right, exactly. They're not,
right. Yeah,
they're not awesome. Hot.
They're very much not hot. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
There's some different styles on the record that you associate with some of the tunes. You have a tarantas, a rumba, and there's one that's a tune called Chicago Times called Funkmenco. Mm-hmm. So Juanito, what is that? What is Funkmenco?
Well, you know,
I bet you made that up.
It is exactly one of our little fabrications, or just a result of letting the influences merge. I think of this process has been sort of like developing, you know, jars of different colors, and at some point we just threw them on the ground and see what happens when they mix together. And that's the idea with all these influences, because, you know, I grew up in Minneapolis, so my early influences were certainly very eclectic and not flamenco originally, and then I got into flamenco in my early teens and really went that direction full on for probably 18 years or something. And then but with the idea of coming at some point full circle and letting the things just bleed together. And so the Funkmenco is certainly an example of that. It started out as a kind of a funk riff that we expanded on, and Tupac and Brad each brought some of their musical influences to the full arrangement, and we wound up with this thing that has obvious flamenco elements but has obvious funk elements and other interesting
fun. Well, thanks for bringing your instruments by, and maybe you could take us out with Chicago Times, a little example of Funkmenco music.
Absolutely.
Well, great. And we look forward to the gig tonight in Fredericks. Thanks a lot for coming by.
Thanks so much for having us. Yeah,
Juanito Pascual, New Flamenco Trio. They're playing tonight in Frederick at the Weinberg Center for the Arts. One show only tonight, 8:00. We've got a link to all the details on our website, as well as that YouTube video we talked about, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. They're going to take us out now. Here's Chicago Times. Thank you.